Welcome back to the ASAP podcast, where we talk about the synergy that we just experienced. It's called ASAP because it stands for After Synergy Application Podcast. So we'll be talking about all the things that you can apply to your life. And you might be thinking, wait, I thought that Landon hosted this podcast. And you'd be right. But guess what? He's starting to share the wealth of his podcasting duties with other people on staff. And so now I'm here and I'm hosting the podcast. So this is me, Lexis. Love to be here with you all. So excited to be doing the ASAP. This is literally one of the things that I love doing most. And so I chose to invite some friends tonight, and I chose to invite Mike.
Hey guys, so happy to be here.
So. And Steven.
Hey guys. I'm very good at this, as you can tell.
So here's the thing, is Steven does this thing where his name is Steven, right? But also some people call him Steve. And so today I did ask him, what would you like to be dubbed on the podcast? And he did choose Steven. So let everyone know that today is a Steven day.
Steven day.
Just Mike made this joke of it's like the no bones or bones day. It's a Steven day.
It's a Steven day.
See, Steven, I sound like a normal like 21-year-old. Steve, I give off the aesthetic of like a bald 40-year-old. So I prefer to stay Steven as long as I possibly can.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yes.
That's awesome. That's so funny because when I think of Steve, I think like cool surfer guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Steve?
I don't know.
No.
That's just what comes to mind.
No.
Maybe I've seen a movie.
You've never met a surfer.
Bald, works in sales.
You're right. I haven't. But we are so pumped to talk about tonight's message because our good guy Fred.
Yeah, BFF. Best friend Fred.
Yes, that's what we call him.
Yes, and that's everyone what the staff should calls be him. That.
Yeah,
yes.
If anything else comes from tonight in this podcast, it should be that you call Fred BFF Fred.
Best friend Fred.
Yep. But I just even remember when I was in college, Fred wasn't on staff. And so when they would invite him to come speak at Synergy, I would literally come like notebook and pen ready and also very, very excited to hear what Fred had to say because I always got something great out of him speaking. And so I was just so pumped that he got to speak tonight. He's also been gone because of like family COVID stuff. And so like even to have him back in the building today was just a treat and a delight. Sure. So tonight he talked about this is the last weekend of Jesus's series. Do we know that?
I have no clue.
I have no earthly idea.
No idea.
Great. Okay. So we can't tell you that. We can't confirm or deny it, but maybe it is.
Yeah. Show up next week to find out.
That is so good. Keep them coming back for more.
Yeah.
But he talked a lot tonight about how Jesus actually wants to be with us, basically, and how he spoke with people. And when he speaks to people in the Bible, that's basically how he would speak to us now because his character is unchanging. And so I don't know. I just wanted to open the floor. Like, what stuck out to you all tonight? Like, what was something you're like, man, that was so great for people to hear?
Yeah, I think one of his first main points is he put also the thing that you know with Fred was coming as slides.
Yeah, Slide City.
Slides are going to be
slide
everywhere.
Slide City.
He has the clicker.
Yes, he's on top of it.
Yeah.
But one of his first slides was just even this sentence that says Jesus is available to us. And I think that can be one of those things that can just go under the radar. But like, if you actually stop, take a second to think about the ramifications, I don't normally talk in big words.
Ooh.
I almost had to second guess myself if that was the right word.
It's the right one. I was an English major. Yeah. I know.
Lexis is my go-to for commas. I don't know how to use commas that
I
well.
I do love commas.
But if you think about the ramifications of that sentence, you know, like Jesus is available to us. I don't know. It's just, I think that's life-changing. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody, they said, I don't really know where if this is a story or a quote, but they said this, that like just the idea of that, like when we get to heaven, the people of the Old Testament could like come up to us and be like, what was it like? What? Like having the Holy Spirit inside of you.
Mm.
I always thought that was a crazy idea for Moses to be like, what was it like?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's just crazy to think that we have not only Jesus as Emmanuel, God with us, we have the Holy Spirit as God in us, which is life-changing.
True.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. I guess another one of the phrases that he said that really stuck out to me was Jesus loves us enough to let us choose. And I think just for myself, that's just very weighty to hear because like as I sit back and just like self-reflection, I can see like how often I'll choose things other than Jesus. Mm-hmm. And like, and then he said afterwards, like we trade Jesus for things that are a whole lot less. They drain us and they leave us feeling empty. Mm-hmm. And like, I can just like specifically think of like times throughout my day when I'll choose something the world has to offer over Jesus and like the way it feels me. And it just like, it honestly just kind of like convicts me just to see like how often I do choose the world over Jesus. But like when I do choose Jesus, how I feel so much more filled up. And Jesus isn't a feeling, but like making that choice to like choose Jesus in that moment, like it's never left me feeling empty. Yeah. And that's just something that like, I really want to just like continue to have it stick into my brain.
Yeah, that's really good. It even makes me think, so here we go. It's confession time for me today. So this morning I woke up at 8 a.m. because I had to be up and ready to go for the guy to come fix our heat because our heat's been out the past 2 days, which is really inconvenient because it's been like 18 degrees or whatever. So anyway, he came yesterday and he was like, yeah, so I don't have the right part to fix it. I'll have to come back tomorrow early in the morning. So I was like, okay, what time? He said 9 a.m. So I was like, okay, I need to be up and ready to go before 9 a.m. So I get up and I like go make myself coffee. I go make myself breakfast. I go back to my room and I'm like, all right, time to spend some time with the Lord. And I got my phone out because I was afraid that he was going to ring our Ring doorbell and we don't have the sound in the house. It only comes up on my phone. Mm. So I needed to like keep my phone on me to know when he came to the door. So I was like, oh, I just need to make sure that my phone's on me. And then I was like, so I'll just like check my text messages really quickly. And I'll just go ahead and check my Instagram DMs that I got. And I'll also go ahead and look at some TikToks.
And it keeps
and
going.
All of a sudden, it was 10:15 and I had to go to my physical therapy appointment for my ankle. And I was like, oh my gosh. And the guy didn't come for the heat. And then he called one of my roommates. He's like, I'll be there at 12. And I was like, you're joking.
Buddy.
Like I just wasted my whole entire morning. What are we doing here? So that happened. So then I like, you know, go to work, go to PT, all the things. I come home on our synergy break for staff. It's like, you know, 4 o'clock at this point. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to spend some good quality time with the Lord. I'm going to make myself breakfast. And I'm going to get ready for synergy. What did I do? I came home. I got on TikTok. I got on Instagram. I checked my text messages. And all of a sudden I was like, ah, I got to do my hair. I got to like put on clothes. And then also my friend Amber was coming over for me to braid her hair. So if you saw her hair tonight and it looked great, that was me. Thank you. And so
shout out.
I literally, I'm like doing my hair and Amber comes over and then it was time to go. And then I came to Synergy and I was like, wait, I've been on social media all day long. And like in my heart of hearts, what I want is Jesus. And if you asked me what I wanted, I would say, no, I want Jesus. Yeah. But then I look at today and I'm like, why did I do that? Because we would rather choose Jesus literally all the time when obviously like I want to choose Jesus, but I just didn't, you know? Yeah. Mm. I wonder how many people like that happens to on a daily basis.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Whether it's Instagram or whether it's YouTube or whether it's even relationships with people.
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh, well, I'm going to go hang out with my friend. Yeah. I think that's in everybody. Yeah. And I think like, I was even thinking about this idea of like the Jesus asking the rich young ruler, like that's like always what he's called, in church circles. But when Jesus is asking him to give those things up, he's not just like this big mean guy that wants him to not have things anymore.
Right.
You know, and I think sometimes we have this idea that like God asking us to give things up is this like thing that he just wants us to be miserable after.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's like, I don't know. I think it's like he wants us to give those things up to like free up space for us to receive what he has.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I think like, and it can go that much as like, he wants the rich young ruler to sell all his possessions where it's like, I want you to just not look at Instagram for the day. And it's not like, because it's not like God's up there thinking like, I don't want you to have Instagram because it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's like, no, like he's like, I want you to give this up to give and create space for me to come into your life. And sometimes right. that's what it takes.
Well, and I mean, if I look at today, what I told you is like, oh my gosh, all I have to do my hair. I have to get ready. Like, that's what happened both of those times that I was like sitting at home in my bed on my on Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that. I made my day hurried and rushed when I had plenty, just so many hours to like spend time with the Lord, or even like be a person, you know,
yeah.
who's like not just mind numbingly scrolling.
Yeah.
And so like my day could have looked like peace and being on time to things, because I was late to basically everything today. Like that could have been the result of me even just creating space to be a person with the Lord first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think just like, I've been reading a book lately called You Are What You Love. And
good one.
Oh, well, we have a fan.
That's a good one.
Just something, just for like the way I think, like I think and I have the head knowledge and know that like, okay, I need to spend time with the Lord today. I know that I shouldn't be spending this much time on Instagram. Oh, I shouldn't be, I shouldn't be wasting all this time on my phone. Or for me, big confession here, as a Louisville fan, I'm on like something called the Louisville Insider Boards that my friends always like to rip on me for, but it's been a busy week in Louisville sports and I've been glued to those boards. And like,
that's awesome.
It's just been like very convicting. I was at 3 o'clock prayer today and I was reading the book, and just something that was just very, just hitting me hard was like, I can't like head knowledge my way to Jesus. Like I can't just intellectually like try and meet with the Lord. Like what I love is what I'm going to do and what's what I'm going to think about. So like if I'm not truly like loving and desiring the Lord, then like I can't fake it.
Yeah.
And I think that's just something that like, I know like I really need to just dive deep into and just really just invite the Lord in and make sure he's what I'm desiring above anything else in life.
That's really good. Yeah, Mike was talking the other day about this like idea that is so Christianese, but also I'm going to explain it to you. The 18-inch journey. And so there's this like, I don't know, a saying, was that what you would call it? Yeah, or like idea that there's this 18-inch journey, and it's honestly the hardest journey and the longest journey that a lot of us will experience, but it's the journey from our head to our heart, because yeah. there's 18 inches between our head and our heart.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
That's what you do until you get to heaven.
Yeah.
Trying to like get a little bit further.
Yeah.
I'm going to plug the same thing I plugged last time. There's a song called Head to the Heart
so by good.
United Pursuit. It's a worth a listen. Yeah. Everything
it's a goodie.
By them
yeah.
is just really actually will change your life. And I'm not just saying that. It yeah. did change my life. Those, some of their songs.
Didn't you say that you used to like lay on your bed and listen to that and just like lay there?
Yeah.
Singing. You and the Lord.
Yeah, that song.
See, for me, it's that album, but it's in the shower.
Oh.
Got the speaker going.
Yeah.
Just standing there.
Full on concert.
Very yeah. much.
I think it's a true fact that people pray better in the shower.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, I just do everything better in the shower.
Like, I think I like, I feel like there's just a different level that something happens.
Deep intimacy with the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Happens
in the shower. Yeah,
under the water.
Under the water. That's so good. But as we're thinking about tonight, as we're thinking about people walking away from tonight, what's like the one thing that you're like, man, I hope that when people walk away from Synergy, they take this with them this week? That's kind of a big question. So yeah. you can definitely take time to think about it.
Yeah, I think the point where he talked about Jesus offers what we truly want, because I think we all go throughout life and we all have these preconceived notions of what we think we want and like what we think is best for us. But just the simple truth of it is like, Jesus is truly the only thing in this life that will ever fulfill or that will ever last. So building up these earthly kingdoms or anything else, we're just putting all of our time, energy, and especially like our identity into, like at the end of the day, it's going to leave us wanting more. And just like my encouragement for people just like leaving tonight, like if you like walk away from one thing, like knowing one thing, just know that like Jesus is literally the only thing that in our heart of hearts will fill us up and will give us true life. And I just don't want people walking away chasing after what the world has and expecting and hoping to get filled up by that.
Mm. Yeah, I think one of the one of the hardest verses to believe is John 10:10 that says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I don't know if it says Jesus or
come.
God.
Yeah, it's
just an I.
Mm-hmm.
I have come to give life and life to the full. At least that was for me. Like, I think one of the biggest, journeys and things to get over is actually believing that Jesus is better than the world. Like, I think that it's like when that happens, I think it's game over.
Yeah.
And that's a different journey for everybody. But I wrote down this question, and I just had this idea of like, what is the one thing that you're scared that like, what is the one thing that you're scared that Jesus will ask you to give up? Like, what is that like one thing that you're like sitting there and you're like, oh gosh, really? You know, you're like, God, please don't come into that area. You know,
that's like probably public enemy number one.
Yep.
You know, it's like, okay, God, I'll like maybe do better. Like, I don't know, whatever it is, but like, please let me hold on to that. And so I think like being willing to give that up, but knowing that it's for your good. Like, I was listening to the little sermon bit by Jonathan Pecluda, JP.
He's a good one.
Yeah, he's good. Harris Creek Baptist Church.
Did you share that on Instagram this morning?
No, Steven? Pearson.
Was Pearson? It Pearson? Did. I watched it.
Yeah, it's
you know, those hours I spent on Instagram.
I actually
shout
just,
out Patty.
I just looked up his Instagram to see if it was still on there, and I was actually going to play the soundbite.
Oh.
But it's gone.
Oh.
But at the end, he says like, if God's asking you to give something up, it's either for your good or like keep you from harm. I think that's not word for word, but like that really is the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
And so whatever that thing is, I just want to encourage you, and it's not easy, but I promise you that it'll be worth it to give that one thing up. And definitely shameless plug for $5 fast.
Yeah.
Because whether you know, so $5 fast is something that CSF does. And so we're just asking once a week that you skip a meal. And so you fast during whatever that meal is. So some staff on the Key Care team, which is Key Care /$5 fast, we fast from lunch on Wednesdays and then go on a prayer walk at noon. And so it's like literally a 3-in-1. We fast, pray, and give. And so that's the third part. And so the meal that you would eat during that lunchtime, then you give $5. And so then that money goes and does support so many different things. And so, yeah, I just really think that the idea of tithing and giving over your money is really, really important. So, yeah, just $5 fast, look it up. $5fast.org, I think, is our website.
And it's like spelled out. It's like,
yeah.
FIVE. Almost forgot how to spell five.
So yeah, $5fast.org. I really, and whether it's not with us or whether you're, like, I mostly care about the discipline of giving. Like,
yeah.
I am on the $5 fast team, so I would love it if you gave to $5 fast, because we're starting to dream of ways that we can use that money, and we are even talking about just trying to pray into like how to increase that budget so that we can help serve the community. So I would love that. But if CSF isn't the place that you give, then I would give somewhere else. We just want you to give. So so $5 fast, you get to fast and give. And then you can join, anybody listening to this, join us for a prayer walk on Wednesdays at noon. If you're if you do $5 fast and you're choosing to fast.
Where at, Mike?
We meet at the CSF building and then just walk on campus.
Beautiful.
There you go.
They even saved one of the robots this week.
Yes, we did. It was stuck on a snow hill. And we saved it. And then, you know what's hilarious? 3 seconds afterwards, a car like slammed on its brakes, honked its horn, and almost ran over the robot we just saved. And we were like, we almost just saved it to its own doom.
Has anyone actually ever seen them cross the street?
Yeah.
No.
I've never seen one.
They're only waiting. It's just a waiting game.
No, one almost hit me while I was crossing the street. I was in the crosswalk and it almost hit me. So anyway, there's that. I'd say for me, the thing that I would say, I hope people walk away with, just those three questions that like he put on the screen at the end, I just thought that was so awesome because he was encouraging us to have our own conversation with God and like ask him our questions. I just talk to so many students all the time who are like, I just have all these questions and like, I don't know what to do with them. And I'm like, I mean, like,
did you pray?
Yeah. Like, or they're like, I'm just really struggling with da 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 da. And I just wish that I had an answer. Da da da. I'm like, have you talked to the Lord about it yet? Like, and it's so hard to like talk to the Lord sometimes because you feel like he's not going to answer, or like you feel like I've talked to him so many times, he never answers me.
Yeah.
But like, we can't hear his voice if we don't know what his voice sounds like.
Yes.
And so like, if we're reading scripture, that's literally the words of God that we're reading. And so that's training our ear, training our eye, training our brain to know, oh, this is what the Lord sounds like. And so like, if you're reading scripture and you are trying to hear the voice of God every single day, something's going to happen there. And so I love that he gave us the questions. And just so, you know, if you didn't catch it, here's the questions. He said, what is my question? So like, what is something that I want to know? And what am I longing for? Then he goes to the next one. What am I missing? And what am I relying on instead of Jesus? And then what is Jesus's invitation to me? What is my next step? I was like, man,
those are good.
If we all just sat down this week and put those in a journal and like asked these questions, what would our lives look like next week? That could be transformational for literally every single person in this ministry.
Yeah.
And so I really challenge you, like, sit with this stuff. That's what Fred said at the end. He was like, this is my challenge. And I was like, I'm ready for it. Like, what is it? And so I'm going to do it this weekend when I'm
That's good. Something too that I've learned is that if I, and for those boys who think that journaling is only for women,
you're wrong.
I'm speaking to you. You're wrong.
Very, very wrong.
Very wrong. It's actually very good discipline. Mm-hmm. But something that I think is so cool about journaling is that forces you to write something down.
Yeah.
So you can be like, okay, I'm going to think about those questions. And then our brains are so bad at focusing.
Like I'm thinking about breakfast or
something.
Yeah, it
goes somewhere else. So I would really encourage you, and I'm going to do this. And hopefully Stephen and Lexis do it too. We're going to write out our answers.
I'm in.
So you actually have to come up with one instead of be like, okay, I'm going to think about this. And then you don't think about it. You just go, and then you're just like Lexis. Then you just spend an hour on Instagram. And
Well, don't do that.
We got to leave.
The insider.
So that, I love that. And so I would encourage you even to just like write out, if you don't have a journal, just get a piece of paper from your printer or something and write out your answers to those questions.
Not your phone.
That's good.
Because phone journaling, it's not journaling.
It's useful. It can be useful sometimes.
Yes.
Let me know. Like when you're really sitting down. Yeah.
I did tonight
too. I took these notes on my phone tonight as well.
But here's the thing. I brought my journal and I didn't open it. So
Stephen, what's the number one rule at our core group?
Oh, we have a lot of rules. Oh yeah. No phone Bibles.
No phone Bibles.
I've never been guilty of that.
I think that should be in every group. No phone Bibles.
I love that.
That's just my piece of advice.
All right. Well, thanks guys for joining. Thank you for the round of applause. Round of applause for you.
Yes. Yeah. Go Mike.
Go Mike. No. Go Steven. Go Fred. Mike. Honestly.
Yeah,
he brought such a good word tonight.
Yeah.
But you know, join us for Synergy next week. If you missed it, the podcast is up and you can listen to it there. But you'll also be able to join us in person if you want to next week. So we'll see you then.